Hello, hello again. This is Chris. This is episode 35 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thank you again. I'm coming to you from an undisclosed wasteland outside of Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia. I want to talk about gun control. So there was another school shooting in Michigan, and it was four people were killed, I think like eight people injured, something like that. And terrible tragedy. Kid, 15-year-old kid, bullied, takes his dad's gun to school and shoots a bunch of people. And of course, the Democrats waste no time starting to call for more gun control. And one of the things they love to just take off the shelf and present as a solution, quote unquote solution, is universal background checks. So let's talk about universal background checks, because this is one of those things that most Democrat voters don't know anything about. They just listen to what their leaders, the Democrat politicians, tell them. So basically, if you want to buy a gun in America, you have to buy it from a gun store. Most gun purchases, the vast majority of gun purchases, are from gun stores. And if you buy it from a gun store, you have to have a background check. And there is no real gun show loophole. The vast majority of gun shows you go to, in order to buy a gun, you have to get a background check. They won't sell you a gun unless you go over to the table over there and get a background check done. You can do your own research on this, but the vast majority, like 98% of the guns used in crimes were either purchased legally through the background check system or were stolen. Like this gun here was technically it was stolen. The kid stole it from his father and brought the gun to school. Now you can have laws where you want to hold the father liable for not storing the gun securely. I'm not opposed to that idea, but obviously there's a debate to be had about that. But why do the Democrats want universal background checks? Basically, the only sale where this would apply is sales where you sell the gun, a personal private person sells the gun to another personal private person, which almost never happens, by the way. And first of all, that transaction, you have to make sure, it's illegal for me to sell you a gun if you would fail a background check, right? So I'm not going to sell you a gun unless I know you very well, and I know that you are not a felon, you are not a wanted criminal, you're not a domestic abuser, domestic violence, someone who beats his wife or something like that. So when you look at the statistics, you can see that works pretty well, because most gun owners in America are responsible and don't sell guns to people who are, I'm not going to go and sell a gun on the street to some guy I'm not going to do that, because I'm a responsible gun owner, and the vast majority of gun owners are responsible. And so they're not gonna do that. And so this is a problem, this is a solution in search of a problem. The Democrats trot this out all the time, universal background checks, as if it's going to be some solution to some problem. And then you ask them, well would it have solved this school shooting? And they'll say, no, it wouldn't. Of course not. It would not have stopped this particular school shooting. So, and it wouldn't stop the vast majority of crimes. This is not a solution in search of a problem. So the Democrats aren't trying to solve a problem here. Or are they? What are they after? What do they really want? See, a system of universal background checks would require, in order for that to be enforceable, because I could go and sell my gun to some guy on the street, and the government would never know. Now, I would never do that, and the vast majority of gun owners don't do that, and the statistics point that out. The vast majority of guns used in crimes are not purchased from private individuals. So the statistics prove that that's not a problem. But the Democrats want universal background checks because it's completely unenforceable without records of who has the guns. They want to know who has the guns. Remember, the Democrats are the party of big government control. They want the government to have all the guns. They want the government to know who has all the guns. They want the government to control the guns. And they ultimately want only the government to have guns. Oh, I mean, this is all about they want to take all the guns. They want the government to be the only people who have guns. They don't want you to have any guns at all. They don't want the American people to be armed. They don't want the American people to have any power at all in society. They want the government to control everything. They want to rule with absolute power. That's what they want. That's what the leaders of the Democrat Party and, you know, the people in Washington, that's what they want. And that's what this universal background check is all about. It's not about solving any problems, except the problem of you being armed, the American people being armed. So that's what this is all about. Don't think for one second that the Democrats care about your kids, about your safety. They don't give a rat's ass about you or your children. They care about power. They care about ruling over you because you are stupid. You are a child. You're a peasant. They know everything. They know what's best for you. They should have all the guns. You know, that's why the Democrats are very opposed. The current Democrat movement is sort of anti-police, right? They're anti-police. They're anti-local police. But they're very pro-federal, right? They love the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and everybody in Washington. They love that. They love the Capitol Police. Oh, they worship at the feet of the Capitol Police. But they don't like your local policeman. Because you know what? Your local policeman cares about you. Generally, local policemen are generally good people who care about you. They want to keep their society, their neighborhood safe, their society safe. They respond if you get assaulted or raped or you get in a car accident. They're the ones who show up, and they generally support your rights to own guns. You know, look at Virginia. How the police in Virginia endorsed Glenn Youngkin. They did not endorse Terry McAuliffe. They didn't endorse him at all. So that's why, you know, the Democrats are the party of the federal government. They're the party of government control, top down. They want a top down society and a top heavy society. So that's a, you know, that's a really good, another thing I'll just throw in here is gun-free zones. The Democrats are always talking about, oh, we need more gun-free zones. Well, that school in Michigan was a gun-free zone. Guns are not allowed in schools. You're not allowed to bring a gun in school. So, you know, look, for example, if I have a concealed handgun permit and I want to go to a high school basketball game, I'm not allowed to bring my concealed carry firearm. I'm not allowed to bring it. Even though I am a good person, and if some evil person who wants to come in and murder a bunch of people, if they want to come in, nobody's going to stop them. There's no law that's going to stop them. So no law is going to stop the bad people. The law stops me. Stops me from carrying my firearm. So I have to just sit around and get murdered with everybody else. You know, if the Democrats really cared about, if they really cared about your safety, they would want me there. They would want me at your high school basketball game because statistics show that people who carry concealed permits, people who have concealed carry permits are the best Americans, the most law-abiding citizens of the in the entire country. We are less likely statistically to commit crimes, to be accused or convicted of crimes than the police. So, you know, this whole idea of this exclusion of concealed handgun permit holders making you safer is a lie. It's just a flat out lie. And it's all part of the Democrat Party's war on individual citizens, on the power of the individual citizen. Remember, the Democrats are the party of power to the government. The Republican Party is the party of power to the people. Power to the people. Democrats, party, power to the government. They want power. They want the government to have all the power. So they don't want you to have a concealed handgun permit. Ugh, you peasant. So, that's why, look, the Republicans talk about we want more concealed handgun permit holders. We want more people to get, more individual citizens to get, to carry firearms all the time. We believe that crime is a decentralized problem. We know that crime is a decentralized problem. And you don't know when it's gonna happen. You don't know where crime is gonna happen. Crime could happen right now. Somebody could come along right now and steal my camera, right? But they don't know whether or not I'm carrying my concealed handgun or not. But if they knew that nobody was allowed to carry a concealed handgun, then they would be free. They'd be happy. Criminals would be safe. They know that they're safe. That kid knew he could take that gun into that school and shoot as many people as he wanted. Nobody would do anything about it because nobody's there. In fact, the Democrats want to take all the school resource officers out of the schools. They did that here in Virginia. They did that in Alexandria City. They took all the school resource officers, which are basically police officers, they took them all out of the schools. Of course, after a period of time, of violence in schools going up, they're begging them to come back. They're asking them to come back. They realize how stupid that was. Because Democrats are stupid people. They're really dumb. And this makes me so mad. This whole gun control debate makes me really mad because they don't give a rat's ass about your safety or the safety of your kids. So that's it. That's my rant on gun control and the Democrats. They're not going to make you safer. Do you think Democrats are making any place safer? Name one place run by Democrats that is safer. Name one place. You can't. The Democrats make everybody less safe. All right, that's it. That's my rant for this particular episode. This is episode 35. Thanks again for watching, for listening. And if you like this podcast, give me a good rating on iTunes and share it with everybody you know. And I will see you on the next one, episode 36. All right, bye-bye.